Annie Dugan promises that she is singing her Where's Art this morning right here on 103.3 KUMD and me without a pitch pipe.
Well, then I can't do it, Lisa. I'm so sorry. I'm just letting that... I'm letting all of our audiences down by doing that. But,
boy,
you know,
I should say so.
Right.
It's a heartbreak. A heartbreak, do you hear me?
It is. But what is also a heartbreak, actually, is Bob the Armand is leaving his career, his 30-year career in arts administration in the Duluth community. Bob the Armand is retiring. He was the director for, I think, over 20 years, I want to say, at the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council. When Bob started at the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, it was just him. And now he's leaving. It's got a full staff of four. It gives away grants to artists, to arts organizations. It has become a real force for cultural expression in our community at the very capable hands of Bob. And he is having... Well, ARAC is hosting a retirement party for him this Thursday, and I think Bob doesn't get the kind of credit that he really deserves in our community for doing arts administration. You know, I think that, you know, by all means, artists should be the forefront in what we talk about mostly. So arts administrators are sort of our unsung heroes in the arts world, and Bob is a great expression of how you do that. He's dedicated his life to service for artists. Whenever you talk to Bob, it's all about what artists need, what they can have to go on. He has really, there is absolutely no ego in his world, and he has furthered the direction of artists. And so I'm thrilled that they're going to be able to recognize him, because he really has been a fabulous force in our community, in the visual arts and actually in all of the arts. So it'll be a good way to recognize him. It is also the library book sale this week, which, you know, you wouldn't necessarily think is totally visual arts related, but I hem and hawed about saying this because this is one of my favorite events of the year to get art books at. And now that I've told everyone, I'm going to have to fight even more people for the arts books that I want. But the library book sale is a great opportunity if you're looking to increase your books on arts, about arts, of arts. There are some fabulous deals and some really beautiful books. So Duluth Public Library book sale is this week. Which made me actually think about, I'm taking a vacation over the 4th, and it made me think about fiction books about art history. And I have packed two, but I would love to hear from people on what their favorite fiction book about art history is, whether it's, you know, Girl with a Pearl Earring, Loving Frank. There's a lot of different, although that's a nonfiction. So we're sticking with fiction ones. So I've packed two. I've packed To the Lighthouse by Virginia Woolf, which I haven't read since high school. And I've also packed Point Omega by Don DeLillo. And they both address art history in kind of an interesting way. To the Lighthouse, I think a lot of people, you know, don't necessarily automatically think of it as an art history book. But at the time that Woolf was writing it, she was very intrigued by modernist painters' experiments with form. And her sister was the painter Vanessa Bell. Both women were part of the Bloomsbury group. You know, visual arts was very much around, and she wanted to try and transpose what she was doing, what the modernist painters were doing in her literature. So I think it'll be a really fun way to reread that. And then Point Omega by Don DeLillo he has a very interesting style, and it starts at the Museum of Modern Art. Douglas Gordon, who's does video installation. It's a gentleman watching that video installation, and then it changes to the California desert, where there's another filmmaker. So Don DeLillo has a very disjointed style that I think will be a neat counterpoint to The Lighthouse. So those are my two books, but I would love to hear from people on what their favorite fiction is.
Well, you just happen to be talking to a person who reads.
I brought it to the right place.
You did indeed. I would recommend for folks who have not had the experience of reading Dan Brown, I would definitely recommend Dan
and that's
Brown.
That's a good summertime.
It is a wonderful read, and of course the book has to do so much with art and art history, and the actual title of the book is completely escaping me. Can you believe it? You could find a real nice copy, no doubt, at the library book sale. Annie, fill in the blank. What is the name of the book that I can't think of right now?
Tom Hanks is in it.
Exactly. Right.
All right.
Somebody look it up, please, and give us
and
a call.
Help us both.
But what I love is the copy that has the paintings in it. I read the book with the book in one hand and the internet in the other so that I could look up the paintings that were being referenced. All right, and you'll think, oh, of course, that's it. And
yeah, I feel like as soon as I hang up, like a
goofus that I can't remember it. The other author, and artist that I'd like to recommend is Jonathan Santlaufer. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's S as in Sam, A N T as in Tom, L O F as in Frank, E R. He is an artist, a painter, and an author. And his books, again, are kind of dark whodunits, but they are also fascinating. And I have a number of his tomes on my shelf. So there's a couple recommendations right off the bat.
Excellent. We're going to make it a summer of art history fiction. I love it.
I think any kind of art reading, art history, people, stories about artists, you know, I'm just going to give you a little heads up here that in romance novels, women get divorced and they end up with, I wish my life was more like a novel. They get divorced. They end up with a huge settlement somehow from the sale of the house or whatever. And so then they go off, they buy some beautiful home, and then they paint and they can just support themselves. Whee! Just like that. And that's
we can all live in that fantasy.
Why
world.
They call it fiction.
Exactly.
But anyway, but you know, there's people who are, you know, I mean, there's, you know, artists and people making art, you know, and that sort of thing, and it's kind of fascinating.
Absolutely, and it's a fun way to explore it through fiction in the summertime, that's for sure.
Exactly. Well, you travel safely, so we'll talk with you next week from your travels, perhaps.
Yes.
Ooh,
perfect.
Going to be fabulous. Thanks a lot, Annie.
Thank you, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.